Good morning. It's 18 minutes after 8 o'clock. You're listening to Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. Gail Young is in the studio with me this morning. She's with the Sitka Neurodevelopmental Diagnostic Clinic over across the bridge with Search. But we should mention this clinic is for everybody, right, Gail?
Yes.
We're not just speaking to people who currently just go to Search. And it's kind of an important topic. Sunday is fetal alcohol spectrum disorders awareness day, FASD awareness day on Sunday. And that's, it's interesting. You all are seeing this as an opportunity to get awareness about this issue into sort of, into churches, into the faith community, right?
Yes. This is the 13th year that International FASD Awareness Day is being observed around the world, and one of the first times we've had it land on a Sunday. And so we have put together some materials and made possible to disperse to the churches. I think we've sent things to just about 23 or 24 churches here in Sitka, and just giving pastors the information and some ideas on prayers that could be included in their Sunday service. So I'm hopeful that people in Sitka will be seeing this on Sunday morning.
And it's not just a spiritual opportunity. There's actual, we were describing before we went on the air, there's sort of a line between FASD and the church. Often people who, for instance, our foster parents, mm-hmm. Adopt children with FASD. They have relationships with their churches or the spiritual community. So it's not these children have are seen.
Yes, in very much so.
Churches.
Very much so.
So it's not a you know, unusual place to talk about it.
I'm not sure that it's been talked about very much, and so I think this is going to give us the opportunity to talk about it some more, because I think that probably every church in our community has family who has a child affected by FASD. I would guess so. And these children are not always easily shushed during quiet moments, and so having the support of fellow church members when a family is attending a church with a child who may have a brain dysfunction such as FASD is very important.
Gail, you came into the station the other day to record a commentary which will air on Raven Radio this morning after the Writer's Almanac. I was listening to it again just a little while ago, and I was really kind of taken aback by some of the numbers you were citing, and some of them are actually, you know, pretty good. You mentioned that people are actually coming in to the neurodevelopmental diagnostic clinic to obtain a diagnosis for their kids. There's like 50 now who are awaiting diagnosis. And in your mind, it's sort of a, you know, there's a good and a bad. I mean, it's bad that this problem exists, but it's very good that parents are recognizing that it's a possibility and that they're bringing their kids in. They're not running from the issue.
It's a wonderful thing. We have many parents now who are calling to say, you know, my child's having trouble and we can't seem to get a handle on it. And when we think back, we think we might have probably still been having some alcohol before we knew we were pregnant. And would it be possible for you to take a look at our children? And that's all we need. That's all we need to do that. And we know that when children get an early diagnosis and start getting the support they need, not only in the school, but also it makes a big difference at home to know that someone might be doing their best, even though it looks as though they're being very contrary. When we can have that start happening, then we can have a chance of children not growing up with secondary disabilities that put them in the mental health clinics by the time they're early teenage years.
And fetal alcohol spectrum disorders often confused. The symptoms are often confused with ADHD, attention deficit disorders.
Yes, that's correct.
And how do you sort those all out?
Well, you know, that's one reason why I think the University of Washington, which sets the standard for FASD diagnosis in our country, has decided that a team needs to diagnose a child with FASD or an adult with FASD. And so you bring many disciplines together, psychiatrist, psychologist, medical doctor, occupational therapist. And in our particular case here in Sitka, we have some specialists on our team who are extremely experienced, like with 20 or 30 years of experience in their field. And that's just an amazing thing. They can recognize what they're looking at and differentiate between things such as ADHD and FASD.
And if a child gets a diagnosis of FASD, I gather that support groups are either active or forming, particularly support groups for parents who have adult children.
Yes, we've been hoping for this for a long time and even started a couple of times in the community, but it seems that now we have quite a few people who are kind of the support group mode, both in the families who have diagnosed children and also families who still have their adult FASD-affected children at home and are looking for extra help. So I would encourage people who are listening to watch the media for the announcement of these groups starting, because I think in the next couple months we'll be able to do that and not have to stop again, be able to just keep going.
Yeah, because I guess support groups can be valuable in this situation because FASD manifests itself so many different ways. There's no single thing that really distinguishes itself when somebody is, you know, suffering from this.
It's true. And it's so difficult. There are so many ways it can look, and particularly on the education scene, our schools are equipped to look at children from the IQ point of view, but FASD is not an IQ issue. We have diagnosed many children here in Sitka who are gifted and talented as far as their IQ range. But it's the connections in the brain that are affected by FASD. It's memory. It's the ability to rein in our impulses that are often missing in children with this disability. So having support from other people as the public becomes more aware of what FASD looks like and what it means and how we can support people. You know, it's not a life sentence to be diagnosed with FASD, but it means that more support is needed. Like, for instance, people who are listening might remember when Morgan Fawcett came to Sitka and spoke to many of us, both at the chamber and at the community meeting. There's a person who is very affected by FASD, but with the support, the ongoing, yearly, day-by-day support of his grandparents, look what he's able to do. And it's everyone can have that option. If we recognize that we have this disability in our community, and if we recognize that it's our part to be supportive.
Yeah, I was one of the people who saw Morgan Fawcett perform at the chamber. He came on the radio here. He
mm-hmm.
played
yes.
as well, and it was interesting to hear him talk about it because he mentioned that first he was giving this really good presentation in public and performing, but on the other side of that, he said, I struggle with basic math
mm-hmm.
and some, you know, like making an airplane reservation, I find really challenging at times. And I thought about all of us in the audience, those of us who necessarily don't struggle with basic math or making airplane reservations, but who wouldn't ever stand up in front of the chamber, or who would be paralyzed by fear to perform a musical instrument before a crowd at Harrigan Centennial Hall. And that was as vivid a demonstration of how FASD is not an intellectual, you know, impairment. It is this sort of mechanical thing in the
exactly.
brain.
And people who are fortunate enough to have support, we call it scaffolding, in every area of their life, are doing well. There are people all around us in our community, at where we work, where we play. There are hundreds of people in Sitka who have FASD. It's a spectrum. Not everyone is as affected as the next person, and there's a lot of people here who are living great lives, even though they have that diagnosis, or even though they just know that about their past, and we can make that possible for even more people as we educate ourselves and start understanding that we don't have to, this doesn't have to be shame. This can just be another variation on human life, and we can make it possible for people to enjoy their life.
So International FASD Awareness Day is going to be this Sunday, and it seems like professionals in Sitka are making an effort to become involved with churches on that particular day. So people may be hearing about this on Sunday. Just quickly, Gail, we're just about out of time. John Hayes is coming to Sitka on the 24th of this month. He has adopted how many FASD?
He and his wife, Holiday, have 15 adopted FASD-affected children, and he himself is a adoption specialist there in Minnesota. And they're coming this way to talk with everyone, any of us who are interested to speak with them about how we can support people with FASD.
John Hayes. They have some great
ideas.
He's certainly living on the front lines. So that's something to look forward to. And I think John Hayes has been scheduled for a morning interview on that day as well. So we'll be hearing from him on the radio. And if people would like more information, Gail, you're going to have a commentary on Raven Radio here in just a few minutes. That'll be on again tonight, and it will be on our website, kcaw.org, a little later this morning. Thanks so much
for coming in
this morning.
Thank you.
Gail Young is with the Sitka Neurodevelopmental Diagnostic Clinic here in Sitka. We've been talking about Fetal Alcohol Spectrum Disorder Awareness Day, which is coming up this Sunday.